steady stream of American elected officials have traveled to Cuba since the two countries restored diplomatic ties over the summer. Arkansas's governor was the first governor to go last month. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner hasn't yet, and maybe he won't. Of course, his hands are full with the budget right now, though as a candidate, he did talk about traveling to increase foreign exports and investments. But a pair of Illinois politicians are in the early waves of traveling to the island nation. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos and Congressman Rodney Davis are both in Cuba now on a trade mission. I'm Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky. I spoke with Bustos and Davis last week before they left on their trip. Let's start out hearing from Representative Bustos, a Democrat from the Quad Cities, about why she's going.
We are entirely focused on Illinois and on agriculture. Our end goal would be, you know, what can we come back with as far as future jobs, future opportunities to export our goods and try to grow our numbers and what we're sending to Cuba, especially along the lines of corn, soybean, maybe hogs, et cetera. But we want to have some success stories out of this.
It's my understanding that right now, despite a long embargo, of course, that agriculture has been exempt. So why are things any different for Illinois and particularly for products like corn and soy?
Well, they're not totally exempted. I mean, we've been able to export corn and soy going back to about 2000. But the problem is that the folks in Cuba have to pay in advance for any of those exports. They can't get any credit. So that has really hurt us over time. We hit a peak in about 2008 with our exports, and that has decreased steadily. So we're really at a fraction of where we were back in the early days of being able to export. So this is a bipartisan trade mission. Rodney Davis out of the Springfield area is Republican. I'm a Democrat. The two of us were the only congressional members who serve on the Ag Committee. And so we have partnered with the Soybean Association, the corn growers, the Illinois Chamber has a presence there. And, we want to focus on ag because it's the number one industry in the state of Illinois. And in the congressional district I serve, it's the number one industry in central and northwestern Illinois as well.
I got more information on that from Republican Representative Rodney Davis, who's from Taylorville.
We've been able as a country to sell ag exports to Cuba for many years. As a matter of fact, I was in Cuba in 2005 as part of a delegation and a staff delegation that gave me an opportunity to talk to those who would want to import American products. And it'll be interesting to go back and be able to see what progress we've made and, in some cases, what progress has been lacking and how we can ask the Castro government to open up more freedoms for their citizens and also take advantage of great products produced right in Illinois.
I asked Davis what sort of audience he'll have with Cuba's leaders when he arrives there, and to explain a little bit more about agriculture as it relates to the embargo. What's the status?
Yeah, I know we will not be meeting with the Castros, but we'll be meeting with other leaders within their government / export agency, which in a communist nation like Cuba, unfortunately, is run by the government. These are issues that we're going to tackle, especially an issue related to the fact that Cuba has imported less American products since the president made his decision to loosen some trade barriers. You know, there are still some barriers that Congress will have to look at with credit issues and how the Cubans are eligible to pay for products from America. And those are things that hopefully we'll be able to discuss and then take up when we return back to Washington.
Agricultural products have been exempt. They've been allowed to be imported to Cuba. So how does the change in relations with Cuba matter at all for farmers and Illinois' vast agricultural industry right now? And is there any sort of specific goal attached to that with this trip?
Well, things right now haven't changed as much since I was there even in 2005. And what we're hoping to do is work together in a bipartisan way to come up with some solutions to look at some common sense changes to ensure that Cubans, number one, can have access to a plentiful food supply, which, frankly, under the form of government they're living under, and the sheer fact that they are an island nation, they have a problem feeding their population. We need to ensure that, that the Cubans who you know, or would demand products, food products from Illinois, ought to have an opportunity to get them. And that's part of the reason we're there.
Is this still politically dicey? There's a Republican candidate for president who's high in the polls there, Marco Rubio, who doesn't like what the Obama administration has done in terms of refostering ties with Cuba.
No, I agree. It's a very difficult situation for us to navigate here in Washington, too. Remember, some of my colleagues from the South Florida area have issues that are personal issues, family issues, issues that date back to the pre-Castro era in Cuba. And I got to respect those issues that they have. But I also come to the same conclusion that many have, is that what we've been doing over the last 50-plus years has not been working. I think Marco Rubio and I have the same goal. That's to rid the Cubans of the Castros and the failed communist regime. We just feel the need to go about it differently. I believe that the Castros are going to remain in power if the embargo is still in place and if the status quo remains. I think the only way to free the Cuban people is to invest American dollars and have the American economy help free them economically and give them access to things that they never knew even existed.
Also part of the trade mission, leaders from the State Chamber of Commerce, Farm Bureau, and Corn and Soybean Councils. Bustos and Davis aren't the only elected officials from Illinois to have made the trip to Cuba in the recent past. Back in January, before the U.S. and Cuba normalized relations, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin went with other Democrats. And back in 1999, then-Governor George Ryan traveled to Cuba for 5 days with a contingent of lawmakers, teachers, high-level Caterpillar and Archer Daniels Midland employees, and journalists. At the time, as one newspaper put it, Ryan was the first sitting U.S. governor to travel to Cuba since Castro seized power in 1959. Representatives Bustos and Davis are in Cuba through Wednesday. Back stateside, I'm Amanda Vinicky with Illinois Public Radio. A la buena coge el surco, o a la mala cambia el paso. A la buena.